Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine, your host of Good Morning to the Leader in You. Yes, well, we have changed our date and time when we do our show from Mondays to Tuesdays now at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are very excited about the balance of the month of February. We have two more weeks to go. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders across this nation, what are your goals? What do you want to have accomplished by the end of February? Have you already written out your goals for March? Well, today's topic is on strategic planning. And for those that have just chimed in for the first time or just learned about the Good Morning to the Leader in You, you can click on the link and you can see all the previous shows. To learn more about my business services, you can go to www.catherinetrotter.com. To learn more about services. But we're going to dive right in today. When we talk about strategic planning, we're talking about putting a plan in place for execution, a plan in place to hit your goals, a plan in place to make sure you have your deliverables met based upon your outline, based upon your plan. So you don't have an ending date if you never put a plan together. You can't have goals that you're striving for if you never written it down. Many people say, I have it all in my head. That's wonderful that you have retained it. However, you need to write out your plan. Be very specific. You have your overarching goal, but then you need to break it down into bite-sized pieces. Okay, what are my action steps for the next 7 days? What are my action steps for the day that I'm in? Do not let a day blow by. A lot of times people do not accomplish their goals because they waste a lot of time just thinking and pondering about what they're going to do, but never go into activation phase, never go into execution phase. Now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, we do need to plan. Yes, we do need to think about what we're going to do before we do it, but we can't think so long to the point we become paralyzed and we never execute. So, we're in February. We got a couple weeks left of February. Maybe you jumped into 2019 with a lot of great ideas on what you want to do for your business, with a lot of great ideas what you want to do for your organization, but you're still pondering on it, and now we're about to flow into the month of March. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to execute. Everything that you've been pondering on, you should have already written it down by this point. We're about to go into March. Now what we need to focus on is what are your action steps. Think about how you're going to implement your business to the next level. Think about how you're going to grow your organization to maybe to another geographical region. What is going to be your strategy? What is going to be your step? Many of you know I wrote a book called Community Engagement, From Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas, which can be found on Amazon.com. But in my book, I break down several steps. Step number one talks about writing the plan. Step number two talks about creation of the timeline. Step number three talks about examine your assets. Step number four talks about develop a strategic alliance, i.e. your network. Step number five talks about development of your team, people that's going to be working with you as strategic partners, and also volunteers, interns, and your board members. Or if you're in the for-profit arena, maybe you might have a partner through your LLC structure. Then step number six is implementation, execute. Step number seven is review and edit. We all have to take benchmark checkups of our organization, of our business, to see how we're faring. We cannot allow a whole year go by doing the same thing that does not work. Step number eight, the ripple effect. In other words, building your business so it can last decade to decade. When we talk about write the plan, writing the plan simply deals with putting together your thoughts in a strategic way. In order to be effective and to have a sustainable business, right, you must have clearly defined your goals through a strategy. What is the process in which you're going to execute on your business concept, your business idea? What is your concept on branding your business? The process in determining your vision. You have to have a vision statement and a mission statement. What is your vision? What is your mission? What is the right now thing you want to make happen, and what is your long-term goal? The vision must be clear, concise, but broad enough to meet an objective for long-term growth. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, does your strategy, is it going to make an impact in the community for your nonprofit organizations and your founders and leaders of organizations? Are you making an impact? If you have a for-profit business, you know, in terms of how much of the market are you able to acquire each quarter, whoever your target might be. Are you able to acquire 5% within your geographical region of the business that you want to gain based on your target audience? Again, you have to know who your target audience is. Sometimes we're just out there milling about and we cast our net so wide, and sometimes we bring the net back in and we haven't caught a thing because we haven't been specific. We don't know who our target audience is. Therefore, the referrals or the clients that we thought we would get or the sponsorships that we thought we were going to get is not happening. The strategic plan is comprehensive and it must embody the vision. The strategic plan breaks down your objectives, your organizational structure, your systematic plan, and most importantly, your community impact for nonprofit world. But for the for-profit businesses, how are you going to make an impact in terms of your target audience? In other words, what's going to be that lasting impression that you give that they're going to want to buy your products again? They're going to want to do business with you again. What is that lasting impression? What is the exchange that's taking place between you and your customer, you and your community, you and your target audience? What is that exchange, right? So when we think about Walmart, when we think about Target, if we visualize Walmart, if we visualize Target, there's a mental picture that pops in our head. Why? Because they're widely spread, they're widely marketed, obviously. But, again, we all want our business to grow, but how did they get it to be a household name? Here's the thing. What's that thing that's going to set your organization, your business apart? What is going to be that thing? What is that personal touch that you're going to add? A lot of times we always are on that next move to get the next customer, to get the next client, but we never closed out the previous client in a tasteful manner that, A, they're going to give a good testimony about your business, and then, B, even give you referrals. Make sure you always transition properly from one client to the next. Make sure you always transition from one endeavor to the next. Again, when you're planning, you need to be thinking through each step along with the execution part of it. Now, when step number two talks about creation of the timeline in my book, that's essentially mapping out dates and times in which you're going to hit your goals. Sometimes we never attach a date to it. Sometimes people say, well, I'm going to get it done sometime in the summer. That's very broad. When in the summer? Put a date to it. Put a time to it. Put a location to it. Be specific. If you haven't done that yet, after you listen to this morning episode, I want you to get some paper, get a pen, or if you have the notes section in your phone, that can suffice as well. But what you need to do today, is put a date to it. Say that to yourself. Today I'm going to put a date to it. Today I'm no longer going to talk in broad, general phrases, but I'm going to be specific and I'm going to put a date to it. Step three in my book talks about examining your assets. Assets is not only liquid cash, although that is a part of the equation. Your assets is also anyone that's in your network that can help build your business. Assets can also be in-kind contributions for the nonprofit world. Maybe someone gave you in-kind space and you don't have to pay rent. Maybe someone donated computers and that's in-kind contribution that equates to a dollar amount that you did not have to pay, right? For-profit world, who do you know that you can strategically partner with and that can fortify the base of your business? Assets. Don't only think liquid cash. Think about who is in your network. Step number four, it talks about developing a strategic alliance, your network. You always want to have 4 to 5 people that you're able to be in partnership with, strategic partnership where they may not do the same thing you do or vice versa, but connected. You're able to strengthen one another's business. It can also act as a referral system. Sometimes people want to act solo unto themselves. They don't want to work with anyone. Look at where your business is. Look at where your business is. Again, we, including myself, I often make checkups on my business. Where is my business at? Is it progressing? Is it moving forward? Is it stagnant? Is it me? Do I need to focus on more personal development? What do I need to do? Because, see, this show is called Good Morning to the Leader in You because you have to awaken to the leader that's on the inside of yourself. We can no longer lie dormant. We can no longer just point the finger at someone else. We must be the one to say, you know what, if my business isn't going at the rapid speed in which I want it to go, we got to look at the leader. You got to look at yourself. I've had to look at myself. Don't point the finger at someone else. Look at yourself. What do you need to change within self? And what within your business structure needs to be changed? Number five, developing teams. You want to have teams within your company. For the nonprofit world, you definitely want to have board of directors. A minimum of 3 is required if you're seeking to get your 501c3 status. You want to have volunteer teams, a marketing team, an outreach team. In terms of your for-profit business arena, in terms of developing teams, you may have some interns that may work with you, may partner with a college or a university, and now you have a team of interns that's working in various capacities within your agency. In so many ways you can diversify and bring people on. The important thing is it goes back to your plan. It goes back to your mission. What is your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? That will dictate who do you need to be a part of your team. Step number six, implementation, execute. Execution. This is where a lot of people get stuck. This is where a lot of people just stop. They don't put a date to it. Here's the thing. You want to break it down into four phases. If you're working on a project, break it into four phases. Sometimes a huge project can seem a little alarming or intimidating, but we're talking about implementation. That simply means the process of putting a decision or plan in action. You're going to execute it. You want to make sure that you document everything you do. Another question that you want to ask in the very beginning before you start on your project is, what are your desired outcomes? What are your end goals? Because based on your desired outcome and your end goals, that's going to dictate what you do for the project. Step seven, review and edit. How many people skip this step? How many people look internally in terms of what's going on in your business structure? Because we don't want to see the real. We want to sometimes mask it and think that everything's fine within our company structure, but a lot of times it's not. And a lot of times we have to look within self. Good morning to the leader in you. Good morning when you awaken to yourself and say, you know what, it's not anyone else, it's myself that I need to do some personal development. I need to take some quiet time and work on me so my business structure can flow the way it needs to flow. In order to maintain the effectiveness and the longevity of any business or organization, it is important and it is essential for the success of the company to check. You have to have checks and balances. What are the daily action steps that's going on? A good thing to have is an organizational development logbook. What goes in that logbook? Your daily action steps, your monthly goals met, your quarterly goals met, any obstacles or barriers in achieving your goals, new partners acquired, and new funding sources. You want to list your short-term and long-term goals. Here's some things that I want you to think about. I want you to review your organizational goals associated with your overall vision. I want you to review your organizational results from the data that you collected. Now, if you've been in business for some time, you should have some data. You should have some reports that you can refer back to and say, okay, we've been in business for over a year. You know, what does our financials look like? What does our marketing look like? How is our branding faring in our target audience community? You want to review internal and external organizational structures. In other words, what is your system within your company? Is it working? Is it not working? Does the alliance, your network, even contribute to the progression of your overall vision? Sometimes we're partnering with people and it's just simply dead weight. There's no contribution. There's no even exchange. There's no mutual benefit. It's a one-sided thing. And sometimes when you get to that place, you got to decide and realize you need to shift things. The other thing that I want to talk about is step number eight, and that's the last step. Step number eight talks about the ripple effect. 10 years from now, where do you want to see your organization? Where do you want to see your business? How many people do you want to have served in your organization? If you have a for-profit business, how many clients do you want to have? You need to know this on a monthly basis. Break it down. How many clients do I need in a 30-day cycle? How many clients do I want to have quarterly? And by the end of the year, what is the sum total? Well, you got to break it down, and then you got to do what? You got to go to work. You got to do the work. One of the things that's very important when we're talking about a ripple effect is think about a rock. If you throw a rock in a pond or water or something like that, you're going to see waves, right? I want to define a ripple. A ripple is often represented by a depiction of water by being a small wave of series of waves on the surface of water, especially if caused by an object dropping into it or slight breeze. Now, the effect means a change that is a result or consequence of an action or other thing. So when we talk about a ripple and we talk about effect, the ripple effect, what are you going to throw into your business that shakes everything up? What are you going to do in your business that's going to cause a different atmosphere? What are you going to do to change the effect? What are you going to do to change your desired results in your business? What are you going to do? Does it start with you first? We have to think about these things. There's a quote that says, the only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. And that quote is by Helen Keller. A lot of times you know, we have, some may have all the resources, but we still are blind because we don't have a strategic plan. We don't have things mapped out. We're kind of just casually going through the day, going through the month, and then we're at the end of the year saying, oh, well, I guess I'll hit my goals next year. That's too casual. We have to be intentional about what we want to do. Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. So don't worry about if someone get it. You have to get it. You have to see it. Leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality. So for the ones that don't get it, it's up to you to translate that. But again, if the person don't get it, you don't beat a dead horse. You keep it moving. Good business leaders create a vision. They articulate the vision. They passionately own the vision and relentlessly drive it into completion. And that's a quote by Jack Welch. I'm going to leave with this quote. It says, good leaders must communicate vision clearly, creatively, and continually. However, the vision doesn't come alive until the leader models it. And that's a quote by John C. Maxwell. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you all joining and those that's going to listen to the replay line. Again, our time has changed. It's now on Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. for Good Morning to the Leader in You. I am Catherine, your host. Check out my book on Amazon, Community Engagement from Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. Check out my website, www.CatherineTrotter.com. I look forward to serving you, working with you, building with you across the state, nationwide, as we continue to strive for excellence, as we execute on our goals. Thank everybody for joining, and have a great day.